The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The topic for today is personal revival for supernatural restoration. What is personal revival? Number one, personal revival is the ability to keep one's spiritual fire burning. Personal revival is the ability to keep one's spiritual fire burning. Open with me to the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. The Bible says, "And the fire of the Lord, the fire upon the altar, shall be burning. It shall not be put out. The fire shall be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out." This was a mandate from the Lord unto the people, that every priest that is ordained, every man of God that is ordained, every child of God that is redeemed by the blood of Jesus must ensure the continual burning of the fire upon their altar. That was the mandate that God gave unto them. But the Bible says in the book of 1 Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel chapter 3 verse 1 to 3, that in the days of Eli, the fire of the Lord was continually burning out in the temple. When you read that verse of the scripture very well, the Bible says, before the fire went out of the temple of the Lord. So what was happening in the days of Eli was against the mandate and the injunction that God gave unto them. And that was the reason why the Bible says, in the days of Eli, the word of God was very scarce. The word translated into precious in those days is that the word of God is very scarce, very scanty. And because of that, the scripture also went ahead to say there was no open vision, there was no revelation. Simply because the fire that God commanded that must not be burned out on the altar of the temple of the Lord was already burned out. And what we were seeing was the resultant effect of the burning out of the fire of the Lord upon the altar. Praise the Lord. Number two, personal revival is the ability to maintain spiritual intensity and fervency. Personal revival is the ability to maintain spiritual intensity and fervency. Open with me to the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 11. The Bible says, "Be not slothful in business." The work of the Lord is a business. Your personal revival is a business. What God has given into your hand to handle is a business that must be handled with fervency and with intensity. The work of the kingdom of God requires urgency. The work of the master requires urgency and must be done with fervency and intensity. Romans chapter 11, 12 verse 11 that we have read about, the Bible, "Be not slothful in business, but be fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord." If you are not fervent in the spirit, you cannot serve God acceptably. Your service in the kingdom of God is a reflection of your temple in the spirit. It takes a man in the spirit to serve the Lord acceptably. It takes a man in the spirit to become committed in the service of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7, the Bible said, "For the zeal of the Lord of the Lords will perform this." For a man to be zealous in the service of the Lord is an indication that that person is filled with the Holy Ghost and is fervent in that which God has committed into his hand. Number three, personal revival is avoiding spiritual dryness and staininess. When a fish is stained, it is bound to stink. And that is the reason why the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 1 that flies cause the hoy from the apothecary to stink. When the anointing of a man is not refreshed, it becomes stale and it becomes stinking. And that is the reason why we need our personal revival. We need to be revived on daily basis. Number four, personal revival is to be spiritually irrigated. Personal revival is to be spiritually irrigated. In other words, to be constantly watered. To be constantly watered. Not only during the rainy season, but also during the dry season. I have an orange tree in my house, and that tree produces all around the years. It produces during the rainy season, it produces during the dry season, and I began to wonder what was the reason behind the fruitfulness across all seasons of this tree. Then the Holy Spirit opened my eyes and I saw that I planted the tree very close to a water source. That is the reason why the Bible says in the book of Psalm 1 verse 3 that it shall be like a tree that is planted by the side of the water, that bringeth forth its fruit in its season. Its leaves also shall not wither, but it shall prosper in whatsoever it does. So when you are engaged in personal revival, you are positioning yourself in a place where the dews of heaven can come upon you and your fruitfulness is ascertained. Number five, what is personal revival? Personal revival is to be on a high spiritual momentum and drive. Personal revival is to be on a high spiritual momentum and drive. In other words, when you are personally revived, you are on the fast lane. You are unstoppable. You are unstoppable. Nothing can stop you. Even the devil himself cannot stop you. There is no angel that can stop you. There is no mortal man that can stop you. And that is the reason why the Bible says in the book of John chapter 3, verse 3 to 8, that for that which is born of the flesh is flesh, but that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not that I said unto you that except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. He said in verse 8, for the wind bloweth where it listed, and every man can hear it, but no man knows where it's coming from and where it is going. He said, so is everyone that is born of the spirit. Being born again positions you into the fast lane where you can walk and you will not stumble. Where you will walk and you will not falter. It positions you on a fast lane where no one can overtake you. So personal revival puts you on a fast lane. And that is why we have said it, that personal revival is to be on a high spiritual momentum. Number six, what is personal revival? Personal revival is to be spiritually awake. To be spiritually awake and alert. The Bible says in the book of Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1 to 3, that I stand upon my watch and I set myself upon the tower. I will watch to see what the Lord will say unto me and what I shall answer him when I am reproved. He said, and the word of the Lord answered and came unto me, saying, write the vision. It takes a man that is awake to hear from God. A man that is fast asleep cannot see anything, cannot hear anything. It takes a man that is watching part time to hear from God. So I stand upon my watch. I set myself upon the tower. I will watch to see what the Lord will say unto me and what I shall answer him. That was when everybody was already asleep. When everybody was already sleeping. When everybody was already snoring. When everybody was already dreaming. Here was a man that set himself upon the watch. Here was a man that set himself upon the tower. here was a man that was watching to see what the Lord would say unto him, and the answer he was to give when the Lord asked him the question. We can never afford to be spiritually slumbered at this time. We cannot afford to continue to sleep. It is time for us to wake up. And getting in personal revival positions us to hear from God. It positions us to see into the realm of the Spirit. And it positions us in a location where we can do the impossible. People of God, why is personal revival necessary for supernatural restoration? Number one, the welfare of your spirit determines the welfare of your destiny. The welfare of your spirit determines the welfare of your destiny. We have been made to understand that it is the spiritual that controls the physical. And the Bible has truly established this in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, can we please bring it up? Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the things not yet seen. In verse 2. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, that is where we are going, verse 3. Through faith, we understand. Through faith, we know that the words were framed by the word of God. Now, underline in your Bible the next expression. So that the things which are seen, in other words, the physical world, were not made by the things which do appear. So that the things which we have seen were not made by the things which do appear. In other words, the physical did not create the physical. It was the spiritual that created the world. The physical, the unseen world, the realm of God brought about the existence of the physical world. The Bible says, for by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. And that is the reason why whatsoever is done in the realm of the spirit is established in the physical world. So, like we have rightly said, it is the spiritual that controls the physical. So when it is well with you in the realm of the spirit, it is bound to be well with you in the realm of the physical. But if something is going wrong with you in the realm of the spiritual, it will definitely affect what is going around you in the realm of the physical. Praise the Lord. So the welfare of your spirit determines the welfare of your destiny. Romans chapter 8 verse 6. Bible says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. To be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So take your spiritual life seriously. So that everything that is happening about around you in the realm of the physical can reflect the glory of the Lord. Bible says in 3 John 2 that I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. Even as your soul does what? Prosper it. So you cannot prosper in the realm of the spirit and not prosper physically. Because the spirit controls the physical. Why is personal revival necessary for supernatural restoration? Number two, the strength of your spirit determines the extent of your victory in the conflict of life. The world is a battlefield. The world is a battlefield. The Bible did not tell us that we are here not to fight. We are here to fight. So the strength of your spirit determines the extent of your victory in the conflict of life. So a man that is spiritually weak is bound to lose the battle in the realm of the physical. But a man that can take control of his spiritual realm, a man that has a spiritual authority can control everything that is happening around him. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, that thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be what? It shall be established unto you. The power of control is given to you if only you can exercise your authority through the word of God. The extent of your spirit, the strength of your spirit rather, determines the victory that you are going to have in the conflict of life. Number three, why is personal revival necessary for your supernatural restoration? Personal revival determines the extent of your exploits in life. No one can perform beyond the measure of the grace that he has tapped in the Lord. No one can prosper beyond the level of the grace that he has tapped in the realm of the Spirit. It is unto every man according to his faith. Paul the apostle said something. He said, I'm the least of all the apostles. He said, yet I have done so much. In persecution, I was heavily persecuted. In exploit, I have done exploit for the Lord. He said, but not unto me. But I've done everything according to the grace that God has given unto me. What makes a man in life is not in the strength, is not in his wisdom, but in the measure of the grace that he has availed himself per time. People of God, personal revival determines the extent of your exploit in life. If you want to do exploit for God, if you want to do exploits in life, if you want to do exploits in your business, if you want to do exploits in your career, if you want to do exploits in your ministry, you must engage in personal revival. The book of Daniel chapter 11 verse 32, the Bible said, they that deal wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt with flattery. But the people that do not their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. Exploit answers to the revelation that you have concerning your God. And that is why you must make sure at all times that you engage in personal revival. Enough of lackadaisical attitude. Enough of spiritual liturgy. Enough of slothfulness in the business of the master. The assignment of the master requires urgency. Engaging in personal revival engenders the release of power for exploit in life. The Bible tells us concerning the apostles of old. When they gathered at the upper room, Jesus told them, he said, tarry ye at Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. There was an assignment ahead of them. There was an assignment that God has given to them to accomplish. But there was a requirement that must be fulfilled before they can accomplish the task. In the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 1 verse 8, said, thou shalt receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses. From Jerusalem, from Samaria, or to the uttermost part of the earth. And that was the reason why the people stayed for 120 days in the upper room. What were they doing? They were praying. What were they doing? They were fasting. What were they doing? They were seeking the face of the Lord for the endowment of the power that will birth miracle in their ministries. Nothing good can be accomplished in life without power. Even the people in the forces of darkness, they understand the essence of power, the importance of power in the accomplishment of the assignments. How much more of believers? Nothing meaningful can be accomplished in life without power. And that power comes from the Lord. The more you engage yourself in personal revival, the more power you assess yourself of. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, he said, where the word of the king is, there is what? There is power. So God has spoken once, twice, have I heard this, that power belongs to God. All that you need in life to accomplish your assignment, all that you need in life to prosper in life, is in God. And that is why personal revival must be taken serious. The scripture says in the first book of 1 Samuel, it says, for by the strength of man shall no man prevail. 1 Samuel 2 verse 9. You cannot save your miracle in your own wisdom. You can't save your marriage in your own strength. You need to tap into the power of God to accomplish your divine assignment here on the earth. Listen, the people of God. Engaging in personal revival is the gateway to birth the power that you need to do exploits in life. What are the keys to personal revival? What are the keys to personal revival? Number one, you must maintain brokenness. You must maintain brokenness. To maintain brokenness is to maintain humility and dependence before God. Psalm 51, verse 16 and 17. Say, for thou desire not sacrifices, as I will have given it. Thou delightest not in burnt offering. But the sacrifices of the Lord are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. Oh God, thou will not despise. A man with a broken spirit is a meek man. Meekness is the end result of brokenness. No wonder the Bible says concerning Moses, that Moses was the meekest of all men that ever lived before the Lord Jesus Christ. To be broken is to be meek. To be broken is to be humble. To be broken is to put your absolute trust in God and nothing more. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 25 verse 9, said the meek will guide in judgment and the meek will teach his way. When you are full of yourself in the presence of God, you become unteachable. A man that is full of himself in the presence of God is a non-entity. A man that sees himself too important in the presence of God can never partake of the blessings in the kingdom. God expects us to be broken. God expects us to be humble. God expects us to be meek. Until the five loaves of bread and the two small fish were broken, they were useless in the hand of the owner. The Bible says in the book of John chapter 6, verse 11 to 12, then what? The Bible tells us that, and the apostle said unto the Lord Jesus Christ, how can we get so much to feed these people? He said, what do you have with you? He said, we only have two small loaves of bread and two small fish. To the apostles, it was nothing useful. But Jesus knew that if the bread could be broken, if the fish could be broken, it is enough to feed the multitude. And we saw what eventually happened. When Jesus received it, he gave thanks and he broke it. And the power of God rested upon what everybody sees as little, and it became abundance. I prophesy upon your life from today, what seems to be impossible in your life has become impossible. Shall you believe in amen? Until the alabaster oil was broken at the feet of the Lord Jesus, it remained useless in the hand of Mary. But the Bible says when she broke it at the feet of the Lord Jesus and anointed Jesus therewith, there was something that came forth, a word of prophecy. He said, that which you have done today shall be in memorial of you. He said, nowhere where the scripture is preached throughout the entire world, your name shall be mentioned. I prophesy over somebody sitting here today. From today, you are coming out of your hideness. I say you are coming out of your hideness. I say you are coming out of your hideness. Your popularity and your fame will be announced throughout the entire world. You are no more a liability. God is announcing you to your generation. people of God, what are the keys to personal revival? Number two, maintain permanent hunger for God. Maintain permanent hunger for God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6 says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness sake, for they shall be filled. The book of Isaiah 44 verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and flood upon the dry ground. If you are not thirsty of God, you can never be filled. Psalm 81 verse 10, the Bible says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. A man that is full of himself is a fool before God. But if only you can open your heart wide unto God, there is no end to the filling that you can receive. Exodus chapter 16 verse 21. The Bible says, and they gathered it every morning, every man according to his appetite. Every man according to his appetite. It is a daily gathering. It is not seasonal. Personal revival is not seasonal. It is not a yearly event. It is not an activity. It is an experience and an exercise. And they gathered it every morning. Every man according to his appetite. If you don't have an appetite for God, you will die of hunger. If you don't have an appetite for spiritual things, you will die of kwachoko. Number three, you must pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17, the Bible says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18, say, pray always with all prayers and supplication in the Spirit. He said, watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. A believer that cannot pray is a dead believer. Because the weapon that God has given unto us is in prayer. And if you don't have a private prayer life, you can never have a public prayer life. Prayer is a burden and a blessing. If you cannot bear the burden of prayer, you cannot partake in the blessings of prayer. If prayer is not a burden, why will people be sleeping when they are praying? If prayer is not a burden, why will people refuse to come for prayer? If you want to know a serious Christian, you can only identify them by the association in prayers. Prayer is a burden, yet it is a blessing. Jesus said, if you cannot bear my cross, you are not fit to carry my cross. You are not fit to follow me. An important key to personal revival is prayer. Jesus said, pray always. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke chapter 18 verse 2. Number 4. The fourth key to personal revival is to maintain a consecrational fast unto the Lord. Maintain a consecrational fast unto the Lord. Listen, the people of God, if you are not fasting at this time, I pity you. I pity you. If you cannot fast at this time, except maybe for those who are pregnant and the lactating mother and those who are sick. If for another reason beyond this you cannot fast at this time, I am sorry for you. Matthew 17 verse 21. From verse 19, please bring it up. From verse 19. Let's start from verse 19. Matthew 17 verse 19. Then came the apostle to Jesus separately. They called him apart because they observed something. And said, why couldn't we cast this out? Why couldn't we cast this out? Then Jesus said unto them, he said, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and go to another place, and it shall be removed, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. But beyond that, there is something that Jesus Christ added to it. He said, however, This kind does not go out except by what? By prayer and fasting. You must spice it up for the devil to do what? To vamoose. Fasting is essential. Fasting is very important for your spiritual life. Regular fasting sharpens your spiritual senses. It positions your antenna to receive from the Lord. Bible says, and thou shalt hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk therein. That is for a man that is spiritually sensitive. A man that is spiritually sensitive. Fasting breaks the barrier that every other weapon cannot break. So, but this guy cannot go except by what? By prayer and by fasting. Number five, the fifth key. Maintain continual intake of the word of God. If you want your personal revival to emerge, you must maintain a continual intake of the word of God. Matthew chapter 4 verse 1. And the Bible says, and Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted and prayed. Listen, the people of God. When he had fasted and prayed. Nobody will expect that the devil will still come to meet Jesus Christ to tempt him after he had fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness all alone. But the Bible says when he had fasted for 40 days and for 40 nights, he was afterward hungry. And the tempter came unto him and said, if thou be the Son of God, say, command that this stone be made bread. But in verse 4, there was something in Jesus Christ that could not bear the temptation. Jesus resisted the temptation that was coming from the devil. He said, but it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. If the physical food can make a man to survive in the realm of the physical, survival in the realm of the spiritual is a function of the spiritual food. The psalmist says in the book of Psalm 119 verse 11, he said that what have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. The word of God is very, very important for our survival in the realm of the physical and as well as in the realm of the spirit. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Jesus said unto his apostles in the book of John, John chapter 6 verse 63, said, this word that I speak unto you, they are what? They are spirit and they are life. You cannot do without them. Colossians 3 verse 16 said, let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. Let the word of God dwell in you richly in all wisdom. When you need the word, if you are not engaged in personal revival, it cannot profit you. The Holy Spirit will bring the word that you need per time to solve every problem that you are facing per time. Was a time when somebody quoted something from the scripture, and I asked myself, is that actually in the Bible? Is that actually in the Bible? Hello, nigga, can you read it? Money is the vehicle for evangelism. Is that the way it is written in the Bible? And everybody believes that is it. What the Bible says is that money answereth all things. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. My time is up. Number six, you have to connect with positive influence and inspiration in life. You must connect with positive influence and inspiration. I'm happy that I'm connected to my Father in the Lord. The association you keep will determine the outcome of your life. The Bible says, bad company will corrupt good manner. Proverbs 13 verse 21, the Bible says there that the kind of the friendship that you keep will determine whether you are wise or you are foolish. But the companion of the fools, what will become of them? The Bible said they will be destroyed. You are to choose your friend. You are to choose your company. I used to tell my children, I said, you are in school. You cannot afford people to choose you anyhow. You choose your friend. When I was in the secondary school, I delighted so much in keeping company with those people who I knew were much intelligent than I. When I was in the university also, there was somebody in my class. He was the best. He was the best. And I was wondering, what was the secret of this man? Some of you will be laughing at me. One day I walked up to him from my dormitory. I said, sir, he was a very good friend of mine. I said, from today, I think I need to scout with you for like 3 months. He said, what happened to your bed? What happened to your hostel? I said, nothing. I just want to scout with you. Then I discovered his secret. When we had finished all the lectures, this man would still stay in the library. He would be eating, reading. They were close together. To the point that everybody knew him in the library. He was almost becoming a librarian, sir. And when he got home, he would go and shower. He would take his bath. He would rest a little while. He would look for something to eat. He would sleep a little. He would wake up. He would begin to read into the night. When it's almost daybreak, he would take his sleep. Very early in the morning, we are back. I will be sleeping. Then at the time when I discovered his secret, I began to pattern my life after him. To the glory of God, I want to tell you that at the end of that semester, the score that I had was above his scores. The secret of great men in life is in their story. If you can assess the story of their life and key in into what they do, you can produce the same order of results. All eyes closed, all heads bowed. The Lord has spoken to you tonight.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.